بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has blessed us with a gift to come to his house. If you look around the whole of the globe, the whole of Allah ta'ala's earth, on the day of Jumu'ah, we see many thousands of people, millions of people flock into the masjid to execute the command of offering the Jummah Salah. When a person offers his Jummah Salah consecutively, Allah Ta'ala will protect him from hypocrisy. If any ummati of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for three consecutive Fridays misses a Jummah without a valid excuse, then he is written down as a hypocrite in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, munafiq. So the fact of being given tawfiq to come to the house is the fadl of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So one theme that we will often hear at the time of Jummah Bayan and Khutbah is of Taqwa. Umuman yahi bayan chalta hai har Jummah ke Jummah ke logon ko Taqwa ka sabak diya jaye. Taqwa Allah Taala ke istehzar ho, Allah ki marifat ho, Allah se dosti, Allah Taala ke saath lagao paida ho. To Taqwa jo hai, noor Taqwa jis aadmi ko naseeb ho jaye to uski zindagi bahut achhi ho jati hai. His life becomes worth living. That is why Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Anhum Ajma'een, they will go to battle. You would see, gone out in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, they'd lose a limb. There are some Sahaba who would sit down, Subhanallah, how we picture Sahaba Ikram, each one had nice white clothes on, ironed, nice clean beard, nice clean imama on their head. This was not the case. In the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, amongst the ashara mubashara, there was some of those who couldn't walk straight, they had limps in their legs. Abdurrahman ibn Awf had 21 wounds from the Battle of Uhud. He could never walk straight. Hazrat Talha bin Ubaidullah, he had 70 arrows inside his arm. He lost the whole skin, only skeleton was visible on his left arm. These are Sahaba ikram, and they used to sit in the majlis of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There were some Sahaba who had no nose, hadith mein aata hai. Some Sahaba who had no ear, some Sahaba were without one arm, some without a leg. Some were injured, clothes ripped, torn. So a person looked at them, they think, what kind of a life are these people living? But the hadith of Rasulullah mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when would come the Fajr time, Sahaba Ikram, you would see them laughing and joking in Fajr namaz. Fajr padi, all night spending tahajjud, crying to Allah. Come Fajr. After Fajr, Rasulullah's habit was to sit like this. He would sit like this. After it's read Fajr, turn his face around and give. It's called tarabbu'an. Is tarah baith jate the Fajr ke baad. Until ishraq and sometimes until chashd. He would sit in his place like this. So he'd ask the Sahaba, anyone had a dream? Then he would interpret the dream. Then he would talk with him. And then Sahaba Ikram used to say, Ya Rasulullah, give me ijazah, can I sing some poetry? So Rasulullah would say, please. So one would begin singing poetry, or the Sahaba would be laughing. The one Sahaba would say, Ya Rasulullah, can I say something? Yeah, of course. Then he would say a joke. Sahaba would fall over laughing. Ye hadith mein aata hai. So somebody new came, they said, these Sahaba, look at them, they've had nothing to eat, they're on the verge of starvation, they've got limbs missing, they've got streaks of tears on their faces, you can see the condition, but they're laughing and joking. So the ulama have said the reason was because their hearts were alive. And because their hearts were alive, Sahaba were never bored, never moody, never frustrated, never depressed. In the whole tariq of Sahaba Ikram, 124,000 onwards, not a single Sahabi suffered from depression. Because their hearts were always joyous. Because they all had the nur of taqwa. Allah sabko naseeb farmaye. So Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Anhum Ajma'een, it comes regarding them. When later when Tabi'een means the successors of the Sahaba, they would see them and they would ask them, hey, do you people laugh as well? جو بعد میں لوگ آئے تھے صحابہ اکرام کے بعد جن کو تابعین کہا جاتا ہے جنہوں نے حضور کے صحبت نہیں اٹھائی لیکن بعد میں جو لوگ آئے تھے when the other people came تابعین they would say صحابہ do you laugh as well and صحابہ said of course we laugh but الایمان اعظم من الجبل but our ایمان is stronger than the firmest mountain in the world we laugh on the outside but our ایمان is very strong we have nur of taqwa So ulama have said, Noor of Taqwa is such a gift that even in starvation you are happy. Even in poverty you are smiling. Even when you are injured, you have got limbs cut off, you got an eye missing from the socket, you are still smiling. Like Sahaba Ikram, how many, there's rather a list of Sahaba who got their eyes shaheed in battle. And some Sahaba Rasulullah said, if you wish, I can make dua and your eye will go back, or you can do sabr. Ya Rasul, I will prefer to do sabr. I would rather stay with one eye. They were so happy all the time. Is cheez ki kami hai hamare zamane mein. We all face down. Koi bored hai, koi depressed hai. Kisi ko kya problem hai, kisi ko kya problem hai. Maal bhi hai, sehat bhi hai, aulaad bhi hai. کاروبار بھی ہے سب کچھ ہونے کے باوجود پھر بھی بس ایم ایس اے جیسے مردہ ہے کوئی از ڈیڈ بیکاز تقوی سے ہم خالی ہیں اٹ از تقوی مائی ڈیئر فرینڈز دیٹ ول گیو لائف ٹو آور ڈیڈ ہارٹس ون اے پرسن ہیز تقوی ہی ول ریمین اسٹارونگ ہی ڈزنٹ مائنڈ ون اے پرسن ہیز تقوی حضرت ام حرام وین شی واز ٹولڈ یور برادر ہیز بین شہید Ummi Amara, your brother got shaheed in Battle of Uhud. She goes, no problem. But your husband got shaheed. But no problem. But your son got shaheed. But koi haraj nahi hai. But your brother got shaheed. Koi haraj nahi hai. Just show me the face of Rasulullah. That's what I want to see. Ye taqwa jo hai, ye maal se nahi milta. یہ نام عہدہ بنانے سے نہیں حاصل ہوتا ہے یہ اللہ تعالیٰ کا ایک تعلق ہوتا ہے تعلق جب وہ نصیب ہو جائے یو ناٹ اسکیئر آف اینی تھنگ بھائی رستم کا دربار دا پرشین ایمپرر سپر پاور آف دا ورلڈ پیپل ہیو ٹو نو بڈی واز الاؤڈ ٹو سٹ ان فرنٹ آف ہم ہی وڈ میک پیپل اسٹینڈ آن آورز آن اینڈ اراؤنڈ ہم ہی وڈ سٹ آن دی تھرون آن ہز پلپٹ اینڈ اوپر سے جو اس کا جو یہ تاج تھا ہز کراؤن اٹ ہیڈ ٹو بی لفٹڈ فرام دا ٹاپ Home gone from the ceiling, اتنا باری وزنی تھا made from jewels and پتہ نہیں gold and how much expensive. So he used to be lowered from the top and he used to be balanced on his head. حالانکہ اوپر سے تھا Nobody could make eye contact with him. People would shiver in front of him. رستم کا دربار But one day they sent an envoy to حضرت سعد بن ابی وقاص رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ who had 3,000 صحابہ with him or 30,000 صحابہ And they're going to fight an army of 200,000 non-believers. 200,000. Or 3 sahaba the ya 30 sahaba, 30 or 3. So envoy came and he said, Rustam has sent me to your court to select one of your greatest generals, your most eloquent and most intellectual person amongst you, to come and have a dialogue with our leader. Hazrat Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas, who was the commander-in-chief sahabi, amongst the 10 who are guaranteed Jannat on this earth, he said to the envoy, the person who came, I've got 30,000 Sahaba, you yourself choose who you want. Because each single Sahabi, because of taqwa, is gifted with aqal that will baffle your king. Taqwa gives you knowledge. Taqwa gives you understanding. Taqwa helps you to make the right decision. So, usne samjha, ye to badi baat hai. I will select who I think is the most unworthy one. He felt. Chalta phirta raha, he looked. He saw a young, short, like a dwarf type sahabi. Short. Siyah rang tha, dark in skin. He had a lungi on that was ripped. Allahu Akbar. He had a sword which had cloth tied around because the handle was broken. He had no cloth on the top, he was just shirtless, but just a lungi at the bottom. And he had a mule that was very weak. So ye jo envoy aaya tha, ye ab tamasha hoga, I will take this one. So Saad ibn Waqqas said, Bismillah, take him. But little did he know, he took Hazrat Saad bin Rabi' ibn Amir, Allahu Akbar. Short sahabi, he turned around to Saad, Hazrat, you gave him permission to go? He goes, Jao, Bismillah ki naam. He says, Jazakallah. He goes. Rustam is informed through a fast horse rider that he's coming, he's bringing a sahabi. The Rustam said, okay, you have to overawe him, overwhelm him with our presence. So made a khub mihrab sajao, make it look, create an aura inside him of me. Stood this place with gold and, you know, jewelry, make it shine. And then get all the, like the big, you know, buddy, just general thing, make them stand in the archway, make a corridor, and each one puts his sword up, making an arch, and he has to walk through the archway of the sword. So he'll think, oh, look, I'm walking under the sword of these people. Subhanallah. So Hazrat Rabi ibn Amir arrives. Sab intizar mein dekho na, super power of his time. Jo maal par bike hue the, maabudane batila par bike hue the, aur ek sahabi aaye, duniya bhi lihaz se kuch bhi nahi unke haath mein, nothing. But what did he have inside his heart? Taqwa. What did he have? Taqwa. Taqwa means the friendship of Allah, the presence of Allah, fearing the disobedience of Allah, the recognition of Allah. When he entered through that archway of swords, he looked at them, he stopped, he looked around, he took out his broken sword, and itni zor se mara usko. He said, put down your swords right now. How dare you try to make me scared? Put them down. Kitabon mein aate hai, sab ke sab ne yu talwar ko niche kar diya. Said, now move out of the way. I'm coming. Sudden shock to them. Now Rustam is sitting on his throne. No one's allowed to even sit in front of him. Everyone has to stand out of adab for him, as long as he's remaining sitting. When Hazrat Rabi ibn Amir enters the darbar, the court, he brings his mule and donkey khachar with him. So the darbari hote said, no. This is our Rabb. This is our Lord. You can't bring your animal. He said, shut up. You invited me. I set the terms. If I'm going, my donkey is going with me. If no, I'll go back, my donkey goes back with me. Superpower of the time, how he rocked them. How he shook the entire darbar. Andar dakhil hue. Sannata chaya hua tha, everyone's quiet, pin drop silence, he's walking through. He was walking through, praying the kalima, doing zikrullah. Allah ka naam buland karte hue. The protocol was to stand in front of the king at the time. Wait for the king to say, you can speak. That you can speak. He came forward, Allahu Akbar. Chota sahabi, phati purani lungi, saath haath mein wo ek choti si talwar, dusre haath mein gadhe ki wo jo lagam thi, pakde hui, aate, comes all the way forward. Everyone is staring in awe. He comes straight to the throne, he says to the king, move to the side. Badsha ko ek taraf kar diya, says move. He got his donkey, tied it onto the throne of the king, and he sat next to him and he said, Ji, you invited me, what's the matter? You baat ki uske to paseene chhoot gaye ki I have never seen such courage in my life of a young dwarf like person wearing torn and tatty clothes with a sort of a weak donkey mule coming and challenging me like this. So it took him a few moments, usko paani shani pilaya, garam thanda pilaya, baadsha ko. When he regained his senses, he goes, babe, baat karo, what do you want from me? He said, okay, tell me, why are you fighting us? That was his question. Why are you fighting us? He said, we don't come on our own accord. He said, and the jumla he said is one to remember for the rest of our lives. He said, لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ. He says, we haven't come on our own accord. We have been sent to take you men out, and these people in your court, to take men out of the slavery of men and bring these men into the slavery of Allah. That's the purpose of life. And for that reason we are fighting. So he says, what if we don't accept your condition? Talwar nikali. Says, well, this will decide your fate tomorrow. And then he left from there. And then when he went, they were still shooken. They've never seen such a state. And when the battle was about to pursue in a few days' time, so Rustam sent another emissary and an envoy. Okay, we will give you this many clothes for every soldier every year, this much dirham, this much food, this much drink, yeh denge itni grains, wheat. And because we know you are hungry, you come from the Arab land, we know you have less water there, we know you are thirsty, we know you are hungry, we know you are in starvation, I will fund you, provide, but don't fight with us. Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas, a youngster who embraced Islam at the age of 17 at the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from whom Rasulullah said, Irmi ya Sa'ad, fidaka abi wa ummi. Rasulullah said, oh Sa'ad, fire the arrow, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Rasulullah said this to a youngster. Mustajabu da'wat, whenever he would make dua, it would be accepted straight away. So when Rustam gives these conditions, okay, we'll give you food, we'll give you stock, we'll give you water, we know you're thirsty, we know you're hungry. He said, yes, we are thirsty. We are thirsty for your blood. We have heard that your blood is very sweet. Hum usko peene ke liye aaye hain. And khabardar, you try to scare us or bribe us with your wealth and with all of your riches. Remember Rustam, then he said another jumla. Ajeeb, Allahu Akbar. Yes, it's okay, it's taqwa. Yes, al-baat mazmoon chal rahi. He said, oh Rustam, inna ma'ya qawmun yuhibbun al-maut kama tuhibbun al-a'ajim al-khamar. He said, oh Rustam, with me I have such men who crave shahadat and death in the path of Allah, just like your men crave to get drunk and drink alcohol. جو تمہیں نشہ شراب پینے میں آتا ہے, یہ مقدس جماعت صحابہ اکرام کی, انہیں نشہ آتا ہے اللہ تعالیٰ کے سامنے جان دے کر شہادت پینے. So how can you fight against us? بہرحال fight begun and مسلمانوں ہی کو فتح ہوئی, کافروں کو شکست ہوئی. وہ بات الگ سے, مین پوائنٹ I wanted to say is نور تقوی, my dear friend. We need تقوی to survive the challenges of this life. If a person is feeling depressed, if a person is feeling weak, lethargic, ill, he needs taqwa. If a person is fed up of life, he needs taqwa. If a person can't make good friendship, his social life is broken, he needs taqwa. Akhir, khulasa, conclusion, when a person has taqwa, Allah's qasam, he has the riches of both the worlds. Quran Sharif, final point, the whole of the Quran, over 6,600 kamobesh ayat hai Quran mein. 6,600 verses of the Quran. Each one is worth more than the whole world of what it contains. It's Kalamullah, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first verses, Iqra' bismi rabbik alladhi khalaq, khalaq al-insana min alaq, Iqra' wa rabbuka al-akram, alladhi allama bil-qalam, allama al-insana, ma lam ya'lam. Then wahi, revelation, ceased. For 3 years, there were no revelation. So Rasulullah would stay in the cave of Hira, sometime for a week, sometime for a month, sometime for a few days, take some ration of food with him. His wife Hazrat Khadija would make for him. He would just contemplate. He loved hubbiba alayya al-khala'u. He loved solitude. You look at the people, they're burying the daughters alive, they're drinking alcohol, they're worshipping idols, they're killing over petty things. He would reflect and ponder and think, there's more purpose to life, there's more purpose to life. Then he would begin to have dreams. Whatever dream he would have, it would materialize the next day as an actual event. So he knew something big was happening. So one day when he's in the cave of Hira, Jibreel alayhi salam, he comes down with his 5 verses. Lamba kissa hai, how Jibreel met him and he hugged him 3 times and the face came inside and then he read the 3 ayat. Then for 3 years, Jibreel stayed away. No revelation. But Rasulullah would always anticipate, is he coming? What happened? Why did it happen? What is going on? And he would get so overwhelmed with it that time that he would say, you know what? I can't cope with this. Why did I see a makhluk with 600 wings sitting on a chair, hovering in the sky, then coming down, embraced me, hugged me until my life was about to depart, gave me these verses of Quran, and then disappeared. It's been 3 years. I don't know what's going on. So what he used to do, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of this condition that came upon him, again from Allah Ta'ala to make him, at times he would climb up a mountain to Cave Hira and look again for Jibreel. Okay, where has he gone? What's happened? And then he would say, you know what? This ta'alluq I made with this angel, it happened. Now there's no purpose to life. So sometimes he would about to throw himself off the mountain. He would be ready to throw himself off the Sahih Hadith. He said, I don't know what's going on. Where's my life going? Why did I meet this angel, Jibreel, in all of this event? So he would get up to throw himself off a mountain. Then he would hear a voice, don't do haste, wait. Don't throw yourself off the mountain. Then he would come back down. So one day he was walking along the streets of Makkah, contemplating. Then all of a sudden he saw the same Jibreel alayhi salam. After 3 years, now he came again, actual form. Chase or par, Allahu Akbar. One wing is so great, if he spreads out east to the west, it's covered. Chase or par, he came in his actual form. And then he met Rasulullah, saw him, he looked at him. Again, he began to sweat, panic. Ran home to the Khadija. He said to her, Dathiruni, Dathiruni, Mujhe kambal urado. Dathiruni, yani Mujhe urado, chadar. So she saw his face was pale, etc. So she quickly got a kambal, a duvet, and she wrapped it around him, and he began to shiver. So Dathiruni say, Allah Ta'ala sent the next verse of Quran, from which then 20 years Quran started. Ya ayyuhal mudathir, e kamli urakar letne wale, kum khade ho jao ab. Fa'andir, ab mission shuru ho gaya, sab ko daraiye. And that's when 20 years, then the Rasulullah said, oh Khadija, the time of sleep has now finished. For 20 years, then consistently revelation came. Kabhi ek puri surat, kabhi chand ayate, kabhi ek ayat ka tukra aata tha, kabhi teen alfaz aate the. غیر اول الضرر جو مجاہدین کا قصہ ہے, کبھی تین الفاظ, کبھی مکمل سورہ, جیسے سورہ یوسف ایک ساتھ اتری, کبھی سورہ انعام پوری اتری, کبھی ایک آیت, کبھی دو آیت, کبھی ایک ہفتے بعد, کبھی ایک مہینے بعد, کبھی چند دنوں کے بعد, کبھی ایک دن میں دو مرتبہ. سو ہوتے ہوتے فل قرآن. جو میں بات عرض کرنا چاہتا ہوں, اس پر ختم کرنا چاہتا ہوں, 6600 ورسز کے. عبداللہ بن عباس رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ سیز, واٹ از دا لاسٹ ورس آف دا قرآن؟ It's not قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. That's the order which Jibreel said, put the Quran in. Put Surah Fatiha here, put Baqarah here, Al Imran here, put this verse with this, put this verse with here. Sometimes a full surah would be revealed here, one verse here, add this verse to this one, add this verse here, and then the whole Quran was complete like this. But what is the last of the last of the last ayat to be revealed upon the Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم? And what be 9 days. 9 days before Rasulullah passed away from this world. So جیسے ہم کہتے ہیں کہ آخری بات سب سے اہم بات ہوتی ہے. The last nasihat is always the most important. آخری آیت جو حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پر اتری, جبرائیل جو لے کر آئے آخری ملاقات کے موقع پر, وہ کیا تھی؟ پورا قرآن سنا دیا. 6600 سے زائد آیتیں, پورا قرآن کا مضمون, توحید, رسالت, آخرت, نبوت, کیا اس قرآن, پورا قرآن, سبحان اللہ, guidance for the whole of mankind. And the last verse Jibreel brings on his last day, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. This is the last verse of the Quran to be revealed with the word of taqwa. It could have been any other verse, but to show me and you that you want to leave this world, you need taqwa inside your life. Without taqwa, you have failed. Without taqwa, I have failed. The final verse, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. The message of fear, the message of taqwa was given to Rasulullah 9 days before he left this world, and then he breathed his last, and the Quran was complete. اس میں میرے لیے اب آیت میں جانے کا وقت نہیں ہے,
For in this ayat is a lesson for all of us. The last moments of my life, I have to be equipped with taqwa. Agar taqwa nahi hoga, meri puri zindagi ki kaavish nakam rahi. Puri zindagi ki kaavish nakam rahi. Fayda nahi raha meri zindagi ka. I have not acquired taqwa. Mujhe kya hasil hua? Isliye Abdullah bin Bar farmaya karte the ke tuf aur afsos un logon par jis cheez ko kamane ke liye duniya mein unko bheja gaya usko kamaye baghair chale gaye. Hai afsos un par. To muridin poochte the hazrat aur talaba hazrat wo kya cheez thi, kis cheez ke liye Allah ne hame bheja? To farmaya ke Allah ne hame taqwa hasil karne ke liye bheja hai duniya mein. Taqwa hasil karke chale gaye to Allah ke qabr mein bhi mazay, حشر میں بھی مزے, قیامت کے دن میں بھی مزے, اور جنت میں بغیر حساب کتاب کا داخلہ ہوگا, موت کے وقت بھی کلمہ نصیب ہوگا, اللہ ہم سب کو نصیب فرمائے, اور آخرت میں کامیابی ہی کامیابی. لیکن اگر تقوی کے بغیر چلے گئے, جس چیز کے لیے میرے اللہ نے مجھے بھیجا دنیا میں اس کو حاصل کیے بغیر میں واپس آ گیا. I came here to collect something. I got sent in a job. Someone said, "Bhai, go to London, go collect this parcel and come back." ٹھیک ہے, لندن چلا گیا چار گھنٹے کے لیے, وہاں تلاش کیا, بھول گیا کس کام کے لیے میں آیا ہوں, اور پھر جو ہے تھوڑی دیر ریسٹورنٹ میں کھانا کھایا یہ کی, اور پھر کار میں واپس آ گیا, اور پوچھنے والے پوچھے, بھائی لندن گئے تھے لے کر آئے ہو؟ کہ بھائی میں تو بھول ہی گیا تھا. کہ بھائی آپ ناکام رہے ہو, یو فیل یور جاب, فائر ہے. ایسے ہی دنیا میں ہم آئے تھے تقوی کی حصول کے لیے. اللہ ہم سے پوچھیں گے, سب سے پہلا سوال تقوی کا ہوگا قبر میں, مر ربک, تیرا رب کون ہے؟ یہ تقوی کا سوال ہے. تقوی سے اللہ کی پہچان ہوتی ہے, بغیر تقوی سے اللہ کی پہچان نہیں ہوتی. سب سے پہلا سوال, ٹھیک ہے میں نے بھیجا تھا آپ کو 60 years کے لیے, اس کو 55 کے لیے, اس کو 20 سال کے لیے, اس کو 80 سال میں نے دیے تھے, ایکسٹرا بونس ایکسٹرا میں نے اس کو دیا تھا, آپ میرے پاس آ گئے ہو, فرشتے اس سے پوچھو کہ وہ لے کر آئے جس کے لیے میں نے اس کو بھیجا تھا. تو من ربک, تیرا رب کون ہے؟ اگر تقویٰ تھا تو فوراً دل پکارے گا, اللہ ہم سب کو نصیب فرمائے, ربی اللہ, میرا رب تو اللہ ہے. اور پھر وہاں سے باقی سوال تو آسان, مین سوال تو من ربک کا ہے. اللہ ہم سب کو اس کے لیے کوشش کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے. اگلے جمعے میں یہ پورا بیان اس پر انشاءاللہ کروں گا, من ربک کے اوپر اللہ نے چاہا تو. سو میرے ڈیئر فرینڈز, وی ہیو ٹو بی سیریس اباؤٹ لائف, اکوائر تقویٰ. مسجد سے دور رہ کر تقویٰ کیسے حاصل ہو سکتا ہے؟ پھر گناہ کر کے کیسے تقویٰ حاصل ہو سکتا ہے؟ پھر نظروں کی حفاظت نہ کر کے تقویٰ کیسے ہو سکتا ہے؟ فروڈ کر کے پیسوں میں ہیرا پھیری کر کے تقویٰ کیسے حاصل ہو سکتا ہے؟ حرام کما کر حرام کھلانا, حرام پر پرورش بچوں کی کرنا, تقویٰ کیسے حاصل ہو سکتا ہے؟ ایک دوسرے کے ساتھ کھوٹ رکھنا, رنجش, دشمنی, عداوت, بغض, تقویٰ کیسے حاصل ہو سکتا ہے؟ نہ کسی کی ہمدردی کے لیے حاضر ہونا, نہ کسی کی خیر خواہی پوچھنا, نہ کسی کے کام آنا, تقویٰ کیسے حاصل ہو سکتا ہے؟ تو اللہ تعالیٰ سے دعا ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ مجھے توفیق نصیب فرمائے, ہم سب کو نور تقویٰ سے متصف فرمائے, اور مرنے سے پہلے اعلیٰ درجے کا تقویٰ ہمیں نصیب فرمائے, اور زبردست ایمان, زبردست تقویٰ کے ساتھ اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں حسن خاتمہ کی دولت سے مال و مال فرمائے. واحد دعوانا الحمد للہ رب العالمین, صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.